Okay, we are in the top of Lamed Gimel. So now for all of our Talmudists out there, we got a lot of Geshmak Yidden who love the Talmud. This is a great story in Brachos. Really a tremendous, tremendous story in Brachos. Am Ruba Maseches Brachos, Chav Cher Amud Beis, Keshechalu Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the leader of the generation, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he was ill, he was sick. He's a really beautiful, beautiful Maisa. He was the one that said, Tainli Yavna V'chachmeha, give me Yavna and its sages, to make sure that following the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, there would always be Torah. And we're sitting in this room today, a large degree, because of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's vision. It's always important to know our heroes and our leaders that shaped Jewish history till this day. So, Kishalei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, when he got sick, Nichmasu Talmida Levakro, the students came to visit him, Kevin Sharao Talmidchi Livchot, when he saw them, he started to cry. The great Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai begins to cry. Amru lo Talmidav, his student said, Ner Yisrael, the light, the candle of Israel, Amur Yemini, the right pillar, Patisha Chazak, the strong hammer, all nice descriptions to describe him. Bibnei Ma'ata Boche, he said, Rebbe, why are you crying? Again, he's ill, he's on his deathbed, this is it. Amar Lehem, Ilu Lifnei Melech Basar Adam Hayu Melochin Oti, if you would have to be bringing me, escorting me in front of a king, flesh and blood, Shehayom Kanu Machar Bekever, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. Meaning, he's just temporary existence. She'im koes alai ein kaso kas olam. If this mortal king would get angry at me, it's not an eternal anger. V'imos rani, and if he would imprison me, confine me, ein isuri sura olam, it would not be an eternal imprisonment. V'imem tani ein mitzaso mitzas olam, and if you put me to death, it wouldn't be an eternal death. I could appease him with words and bribe him with money. Even with all that, a temporary king, nothing's permanent with his punishments for me. I could appease him, I could bribe him. I would still be crying. If you brought me in front of a mortal king, I'd be in tears as well. Now that you're escorting me in front of the King of all kings, the eternal king forever and ever, if he gets angry at me, it could be an eternal anger, and if he imprisons and confines me, it's eternal imprisonment and confinement, and if he gives me death, it could be an eternal death, meaning only Hashem could execute such judgment and punishment. I can't appease him with words. I can't bribe him with money. I know. You got to look at the commentary. There's a lot of beautiful commentary in that story. Oh, what about tefillah? Okay, not for now. V'lo od, not only that. Elishiyesh lefanai shnei drachim. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, I have two paths in front of me. Achat shel Gan Eden, v'achat shel Gehenim. Gan Eden and Gehenim lies in front of me. V'eni yodei be'ezem molichim oti. I don't know which one I'm going to. Had the great Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai not know? Again, commentary later. It's a great story. I don't know which one they're taking me. V'lo evche, and I'm not going to cry. Of course I'm going to cry. That was his response. Amru lo rabenu barchenu. They said, Rebbe, bless us. Your final blessing before you depart this world. Amar lahem, the famous words. This will close. Yihi ratzon, may be Hashem's will. Shetehe moras shemayim aleichem. Kemora basar v'dam. May be the will that your fear of heaven, that you should fear heaven like you fear man. Oof. That's like the ultimate mutzer shmuz. You should fear heaven like you fear men. Amr lo mo tamidav adkan. Tamidav said, that's it, Rebbe? That's the final blessing from the Gadol Ador? We should fear Hashem the same way we fear man? Amar lahem v'lavai. Halavai, you should have that level of fear of Hashem, the same way you fear men. Teidu, because you should know, k'shadam over aver, when a person does an aver, omer, what does he say? Shelo yirani adam. He's always looking, as long as nobody else sees me. Nobody else detects me. Ad kan devarav. Our fear of heaven should be the same way we fear man. Sometimes we don't do certain things because of public view, because people will think. If somebody's in the room, we wouldn't chas v'shalom click the button. We wouldn't do X, Y, and Z if somebody was there. We should have that same emistic, that same pure intentions, that same recognition. Hashem's always watching. Hashem's always there to have the sincere actions and motives in everything that we do. Shkoch gadol.